What's good, everybody? This is Silas from SilasBeats.com. And today I wanted to speak on why I am tired, but I'm okay with it. I was just thinking today, like I've been working for a while now. I've been up since maybe, what time? Six o'clock, working since seven. It is now 2:20. And it's been pretty much straight work all the way through. I did a bit of a workout, obviously took a shower, had my lunch, and now I'm on the road, making my way towards the studio. But before that, I was literally, I think I put back-to-back, must have been 5 hours of recording, chopping up vocals, just prepping stuff for all the work that I was doing. Like, I was doing a hang of a lot of work. And, like, I sort of did the same thing yesterday. Yesterday was even worse, the amount that I had to record and stuff. My voice is actually a mess at the moment. But, like, I'm on the way to the studio now, and I'm going to put in another hour or so shooting a video, then doing a podcast, hopefully, if time allows and if load shedding allows. And I'm exhausted. Like, I get to the end of the day, and I'm like, phew, I'm tired. But it's different, because when I was working, it was more of like, I am tired, but I'm annoyed, right? And that just made it feel that much worse. When I got to the end of the day and I was like, shoot, I'm tired. And it's because I had three stupid meetings that I had to deal with, and, you know, one or two silly things at work that I needed to deal with. All of these things, even the way I'm speaking about them now, it was all dumb stuff, right? And it took up a lot of my mental energy. That way, by the time midday rolled around, I was physically drained, because I was mentally drained. I wasn't actually doing anything physical. I wasn't lifting patients, nothing like that. Majority of what I was doing was administrative. Sometimes I was lifting stuff, but it's funny, when I was lifting, maybe I was moving crutches or wheelchairs or whatever, I felt okay, because at least, you know, I was doing something. I felt like I was, you know, moving around and getting stuff done. The rest of the stuff was just nonsense. So I'd get to the end of the day, feel tired, but I'd be annoyed. Now what's happening is I'm working even harder, actually, back-to-back hours. I'm working harder now than I did when I was at my job. Yet, like, at the end of it, I'm happy. I think, well, it's obvious that it's obviously stuff that you enjoy, right? When you're doing things that you enjoy, work doesn't necessarily always feel like work. I'm not going to lie and say that, it doesn't feel like work at all. There's things that feel like work, man. Like when I'm chopping up vocals, yeah, that's work, man. When I'm dealing with a terrible client, that's work. But when I get into my flow state and it's me and I'm working on a beat, or I'm doing a really nice, enjoyable voiceover, or I'm recording a client who is great at what they do, then it feels a little bit less like work. Sometimes it actually just feels like I'm having a good time. And I have to be mindful that actually, look, dude, you're working. But it's funny, I get halfway through the day and I'm not drained, because the focus is obviously able to hone my focus in on the things that I enjoy. And the other thing is that I don't have to go back to the work, to the nonsense work afterwards. That was another thing that killed me, was that even when I got to a place where I was doing the work I enjoyed, my mind was always half looking at the work that I didn't enjoy. So, as an example, it's 10 p.m. and I'm working on a beat. I rush the beat because I've got three other things I need to do before midnight, because I need to rest so I can wake up, so I can get to work on time, so I'm not an absolute zombie the next day. So even within my happy work, I was still almost restrained. It felt like there were shackles on my back. And now that's gone. But yeah, that's basically where I am at the moment. In terms of the routine, I think I was speaking about it in one or two posts ago, where I was speaking about how my routine has changed and, you know, how I'm finding it. These past 2 days have been pretty good. I've done a normal start work at 7 o'clock. Not the 4 a.m. that, I don't know when I'm going to try that thing. But I haven't tried it yet since that time, waking up at 4. I just find it very jarring for everybody. I wake up, I get 2 hours of work in. I feel amazing for the day once my wife has left and the help is around. But I think just before that, it's a bit jarring because if I hit anything, the baby wakes up, then it's a problem. If I get up, which I ultimately do, then my wife might wake up. And that's not nice because like 4 a.m., that's a crucial time, man. And if you're not getting that sleep in, it's a bit of an issue. I'm not gonna say that it's been an easy thing to do. It's been an easy thing to try and focus on. But yeah, I'm gonna try one of these days. And yeah, we'll see if it works. Actually, I think I might not try it. There might come a time where I'm just like, I'm gonna use the 7 a.m. routine. 7 a.m. routine's been good. Been working a good solid maybe 3-4 hours before starting to lose a little bit of focus. But then I go on for like another 1 or 2 more hours, and then all of a sudden it's like midday, and I really need to. Wait, my maths is not right there. No, it is. It's about 5 hours, and then I get to midday. At which point, I'm now moving into my, you know, the exercise, and then shower, and then food, and then from there back to work, you know, for the afternoon session. That's sort of where I've come to, and it's sort of like how my day is balanced out now. I'm trying to squeeze as much as I can out of the day, but I don't know. I don't know how else to do it in terms of my schedule. We'll see what happens as time goes on. Then there was one other thing I wanted to touch on, and it was a conversation I was having where we were talking about, I think I was speaking with my wife, we were talking about motivation and how some people just don't have it good in life, right? It was actually born out of a message that I'd received. Like, I know it's rough. It's rough out there for everybody. It's rough for me. It's rough for you. It's rough in the economy. People don't have money. We're not able to spend as freely as we did 5 years ago. But we still want to get stuff done, right? We're out of COVID nicely now. We're not wearing masks. There's no real signs of COVID except for when people actually have COVID. So we can get back to sort of trying to build back what we had and build in the routines and all of that stuff again, being out and amongst friends and family and all of that. So now we're trying to get stuff done, but it's strange. I'm sure you know someone who's just always down on their luck. Things just don't work out for them. Things don't happen for them. I've got a few of them in my life. I was trying to not get annoyed with one of the messages that I received from someone who was saying that everything just seems to be locking up and closing. The doors seem to be closing in their life. And I was like, okay, cool. I don't know your circumstances, but this can't be you all the time. I understand that you might have depressive moments. We have depressive moments. But this can't be you all the time. This is every couple of months, this is how this person is. Something happens to them and it just completely derails them. I'm just like, yo, man, come on. Like, do something. You can't just sit and wait here. And that's just it. If you're down on your luck and you're like, okay, I'm down on my luck, but there's 2 more opportunities that I can still try. And you go for those ones, right? And then those don't work out for you. And then you're like, hey, but you know what? There's actually still something I can try. And you go for that one. And you continue to try. Eventually something's going to work out. Even if that ends up not working out so well, you know, you're moving forward, right? Now, with a lot of what this person says to me, it's very defeatist. Like, you know, there's nothing more that I can do. This is it. And I'm always, like, when I hear that, I'm just like, no, man, that's bullshit. You can't do that. Life does not work that way. And that having that defeatist mentality, I don't know, it's weird. I don't like it around me, but I don't mind speaking to people who are trying to get out of it. So it's funny. It's a bit of a conundrum for me. So what I said, what I believe in when it comes to that, you know, we can talk about the influences on your life. We can talk about, you know, people not wanting to see you succeed, family members not allowing you to succeed, a partner or a spouse that doesn't want you to succeed. But I don't believe that any of those things are actually real factors that are stopping you from at least getting something done, right? Or trying to move towards your goals. I believe that good fortune is like a person who really likes to walk, right? You know, you get those people, even in their old age, they like to walk, they like to move around, they like to remain active, right? That's how good fortune is. Good fortune doesn't sit, right? Good fortune doesn't sit and watch TV. Good fortune is in the streets, just walking around. Now, for a person who believes that their fortune is bad, they're sitting at home. They're not moving around. They're like, I can't find good fortune. I can't find good fortune. Good fortune is in the street, and good fortune doesn't carry your phone. You can't just be like, yo, good fortune, where you at? And you go find it there. That's not how it works. You must just get out in the street. You might bump into good fortune. And when I say you must get out into the streets, you actually have to try something. If you've been trying to get into school and your last four attempts to get into school didn't work out, you know, you might need to reevaluate how you're trying to get into school, but then you have to keep trying. You can't just be like, I'm down on my luck, that's it, school's not for me, because then you're being defeatist. You're not going to find good fortune. And, you know, I don't know, maybe it's because I've read so many of these stories where people are in their 30s and their 40s, sometimes their 50s and 60s, where they're like, yo, that was the turning point. I was 47 and that was the turning point. I'm like, yo, you've been moving. It's been 27 years and you've been moving. At 47, that was the turning point. And from 47 onwards, life for them was incredible, because at that point, everything just started to click. And when it started to click, it clicked incredibly. Now, I'm of that opinion, where I know that every little thing that I'm doing, every little voiceover, every little random interview that I take, every picture that I post, every little interaction that I have is all, I know it's very like now focused, and I'm very much good at, that's how I build my discipline. I build it on the very next thing. Like right now, I'm about to go shoot a video. That's where my discipline is right now. Like I'll focus heavily on that. And I'll just keep on focusing on just the next task. Obviously writing it all down and ticking it off once I'm done with it. But for the most part, I'm focused on the thing that I'm doing in that moment. I know at the end of the day, when I look back on it, which I don't do often enough, when I look back on it, I'm going to be like, yo, actually, I've done a shit ton of work here. And you know, I can then, you know, at that point there, you can expect to see results. And that's something that happens sometimes. Sometimes people are like, yo, man, I've been putting in work, I should be seeing results. And then they stop working. And then maybe later down the line, they see some kind of return on what they're doing. And then things fizzle out, because for a while now, they've just been chilling because they were down on their luck and they just felt like things weren't working out. I'm of the opinion that once you're done, like once I'm done with this video, I'm not done. We're not done. Next week, we have to do another video. And the following week, another video. Am I going to go viral? No, I don't know. I don't care. Right now, I'm putting content out there, trying to make sure the content looks good. But I'm just continually putting content out there. So, yeah, that's basically how I move. Just move onto the next thing. Eventually, sure, I might get tired. I'm hoping that it's not a situation where I'm 47 and things are working out well for me. I'm hoping that it happens while I'm still in my 30s, while my child is still quite young, so that they can have a really nice, privileged life and we can chill a little bit, we can slow down, and we can really start to envision a life for the next 50 years for us, and ultimately for the next 100. For me, my children, and my children's children, that there's some kind of knock-on effect, that I can affect that. My parents have affected me. They've raised a person who has the capabilities and has been privileged enough to be able to push themselves to a level. I now want to take that to the next level, and my child hopefully will do the same, so that their children are set from it doesn't matter, that there's some kind of generational wealth. They don't have to struggle through certain things, right? life becomes a little bit easier. But anyway, yeah, that's a super, super long-term thing. But it's all born on the thing that I need to finish today's tasks for today so that, you know, we move on to the next thing. Just keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving. And I think if that's you and you are just, you know, you're grinding at work in the afternoons, you're like, yo, man, I don't have the energy. I don't want to get this stuff done. Even just doing one or two small things is going to help you. I promise you. If you're going to finish, if you're going to finish one track, you're going to write one track each day, just get that one thing done. Just finish that one thing. Once it's done, sharp, move on to the next one. Carry on moving. Once that's done, sharp, move on to the next one. And that's going to be a thing that you're going to do. It's going to be very, very small improvements that you do every single day. Very, very small. But those improvements stack up. And when things stack up, that's when you start to see major results. You see proper, proper things happening in your life. I would say just keep pushing. If you've got goals, keep pushing towards them. Find things that motivate you and just keep going towards them. Eventually, something's either going to tell you, look, this is really not for you, stop. But it's rarely the case. Usually what happens is you get a small win, and you're like, hey, actually, I found a way to get this thing done. And then you just continue doing it over and over and over again. Stack your wins up, stack your wins up, stack your wins up. And eventually, you look back on it and you're like, yo, actually, I used to struggle with that thing. But now it's easy for me. And I guess that's a part of life, man. That's effectively what we're here for. As humans, we like things to be simple and easy. But they tend to not start out that way. I mean, I'm thinking about my daughter right now. She's trying to navigate this crawling thing. She's trying to stand up. And I see the effort she puts in. Sharp. She might be having fun while she's doing it. It might be frustrating. She's having fun doing it. But there will come a time where that's something easy for her. She's going to obviously be looking to the next thing, which is walking. And just like how we are, same story. Once you're done, you know, you put together a body of work. Now you move to the next step. And then once you put that body of work out into the world, if it works out, great. If it doesn't, you get right back on the saddle and you move. You create more tracks. You know how the music industry works a bit better now, so you start making different moves. You just keep on stacking and stacking and stacking and stacking until eventually those wins stack up and things start to work out for you. So don't have that defeatist mentality if you do have it. It's easier said than done. It's really difficult in certain situations, especially when something really heavy has happened. But I do believe that even if something really bad has happened, there's a silver lining. At some point, you will be able to rip yourself out of it and rise to the occasion and, you know, really, really dig in and do some really good work. So keep pushing, keep grinding, and I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.